My lord, you could have sorted it out diplomatically. Instead, he went around upsetting things and making a lot of people very angry and afraid.
Yes. Dear me.
Ah, said Drumknot.
Quite so, said the patrician.
Do you wish me to have the table in the rat's chamber repaired?
No, Drumknot. Leave the axe where it is. It will make a good conversation piece, I think.
May I make an observation, my lord?
Of course you may, said Vetinari, watching Vimes walk through the palace gates.
The thought occurs, sir, that if Commander Vimes did not exist, you would have had to invent him.
You know, Drumknot, I rather think I did.
Atheism is also a religious position,
Dorful rumbled.
No, it's not, said Constable Visit. Atheism is a denial of a god.
Therefore it is a religious position, said Dorful. Indeed, a true atheist thinks of the gods constantly, albeit in terms of denial. Therefore, atheism is a form of belief. If the atheist truly did not believe, he or she would not bother to deny.
Did you read those pamphlets I gave you? Said Visit suspiciously.
Yes, many of them did not make sense, but I should like to read some more.
Really? Said Visit, his eyes gleamed. You really want more pamphlets?
Yes, there is much in them that I would like to discuss. If you know some priests, I would enjoy disputation.
All right, said Sergeant Colon. So are you going to take the sodding oath or not, Dorful?
Dorful held up a hand the size of a shovel.
I, Dorful, pending the discovery of a deity whose existence withstands rational debate, swear by the temporary precepts of a self-derived moral system.
You really want more pamphlets,
said Constable Visit. Sergeant Colon rolled his eyes.
Yes, said Dorful.
Oh, my God, said Constable Visit and burst into tears. No one's ever asked for more pamphlets before.
Colon turned when he realised Vimes was watching.
It's no good, sir, he said. I've been trying to swear him in for half an hour, sir, and we keep ending up arguing about oaths and things.
You willing to be a watchman, Dorful? Said Vimes.
Yes.
Right, that's as good as a swear to be. Give him his badge, Fred, and this is for you, Dorful. It's a chit to say you're officially alive, just in case you run into any trouble. You know, with people.
Thank you, said Dorful solemnly. If ever I feel I am not alive, I will take this out and read it.
What are your duties? Said Vimes.
To serve the public trust, protect the innocent and seriously prod buttock, sir, said Dorful.
He learns fast, doesn't he? Said Colon. I didn't even tell him the last one. People won't like it, said Nobby. It's not going to be popular. A golem as a watchman.
What better work for one who loves freedom than the job of watchman? Law is the servant of freedom. Freedom without limits is just a word, said Dorful ponderously.
You know, said Colon, if it doesn't work out, you could always get a job making fortune cookies. Funny thing, that, said Nobby. You never get bad fortunes in cookies. Ever notice that? They never say stuff like, oh dear, things are going to be really bad. I mean, they never miss fortune cookies.
Vimes lit a cigar and shook the match to put it out. That, Corporal, is because of one of the fundamental driving forces of the universe.
What, like people who read fortune cookies are the lucky ones? Said Nobby.
No. Because people who sell fortune cookies want to go on selling them. Come on, Constable Dorful, we're going for a walk.
There's a lot of paperwork, sir, said Sergeant Colon.
Tell Captain Carrot I said he should look at it, said Vimes from the doorway.
He hasn't been in yet, sir.
It'll keep.
Right, sir.
Colon went and sat behind his desk. It was a good place to be, he'd decided. There was absolutely no chance of finding any nature there. He'd had a rare conversation with Mrs. Colan this morning, and